happy solstice to you. The shortest day, the longest night. And from here on, it's going to get lighter and lighter. It's funny, because I always think of further into the winter as deepest, darkest winter. But just as soon as winter starts, it's already getting light again. So it's kind of fun. I'd like to sing a song that was written by Johnny Marks in, I think, in 1962. Back in the 40s, he wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then when the 1960s puppet cartoon was made, he wrote this song. And when I was learning it, some of the lyrics that are online have little parenthetical inserts to describe what's happening on the screen with the puppets. It's not a part of the song, so you're going to hear a little bit of that. Like, a feather from an elf's hat tickles another elf 3 times. An elf cuts off the feather from the elf's hat. Another elf hits the other head elf with a doll. Ho, 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 we are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves, filling Santa's shells. With a toy for each good boy, oh, we are Santa's elves. We work hard all day, but our work is play. Dolls we try out, see and they cry out, we are Santa's elves. We've a special job each year, we don't like to brag. Christmas Eve we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows what's good, do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you, we are Santa's elves. The head elf conducts the elves, then faces an elf playing a tuba. Right as he blows the tuba, the head elf, who's blown away by the tuba, causing him to fall over and his hat to fall off. So he picks it back up, and then the elf is seen playing a xylophone, and then another one is seen playing a harp, and then he jumps into a drum, and as the head elf twirls his conductor stick. We've a special job each year, we don't like to brag. Christmas Eve we always fill Santa's bag. Tall elf falls into a Santa's bag. Santa knows what's good, do the things you should. And you bet you he won't forget you, we are Santa's elves. Ho, 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 we are Santa's elves. Ho, ho! Snow Day.
Snowplow, snowplow.
snow me, cover me, hide me, quiet me, muffle me. Snowman rolling orbs, snow boy, snow boy. Snowballs, snow cones, snow bunnies, snow birds, roosting. Snow day, snow day. Take off your apron, come with me, take my hand, there's something I want you to see, just down the gully, in the frosted air, there's a stable, in the middle of the square. And magi parade in all in genuflection around his bed of straw. The baby Jesus, lo and behold, the baby Jesus in a foot and a half of snow. Stars in the sky, a stained glass window, a beacon in the night, a distant train sings a one chord hymn of praise as quietly shepherds and shepherdesses gaze. Town hall, lying in a manger, in an ox's stall. Divine connection twixt heaven and the earth. God's word made flesh in this immaculate birth. A Savior's born. With the warm effulgence of his halo's holy glow. Come and adore him, fall on your knees, you and I together, in -5 degrees. I I see your face on your hands and pray. The tiny Savior asleep in the hay. Merry Christmas to you and all your kin. He came to save us and take away our sin. Here's a song about a pagan custom. It's called Beneath the Mistletoe. Tap to be tap go the chains on the tires. Scrapes the street in the snow. The ball peen hammer goes tip tappy tip as the doorway is crowned with mistletoe. Now there's no way to get in or out of the house without somebody making a fuss. Pointing a finger or making a noise. and escape him, or hide from his gaze. You can't get away from him, he exists all right. If there's no Santa, then who are all those reindeer pulling around with his sack of toys? Do you believe in Santa? Well, you better believe it, baby, or you'll be excommunicated and won't get it. What you feel, he knows what you want, like Freud. Superman sees through you, but he ain't got no beard, like Freud and Santa and Leo Tolstoy. Dozens of drummers.
springing, down spouts a gushing, holy water sprinkling, wise turkeys strutting, weather vanes a turning, 80 pounds of plaster, 50 hostess Twinkies, 1 basset hound, 2 police detectives, 3 triplets thrashing, 4 chimneys puffing, 5 gallon drums, 6 Christmas trees, 7 hobos bumming, 8 hammers pounding, 9 church bells ringing, 10 lions roaring, 11 roosters crowing, 12 strawberry desserts.
Hi, welcome to the Island of Misfit Toys. My name is, don't tell me, Jack. No, Charlie. No little girl or boy wants to have a Charlie in the box, so I have to come here.
We're on the Island of Misfit Toys. Here we don't want to stay. We want to travel with Santa Claus. A sack full of toys means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year, a jack in the box makes the children to shout, "Wake up, don't you know that it's time to come out?"
frosty morning past 3 o'clock. Good morrow, masters all. Morning's a baby, gentle as navy, son of eternal Father supernal. It's 3 o'clock on a cold frosty morning. It's 3 o'clock. Good morning, masters all. Here it's the same. Angel bell ringeth, hark how they chime, London and time, past 3 o'clock, a cold frosty morning, past 3 o'clock, good morning, masters all. Red earth rejoices, hearing such voices, never foretold. Cheese from the dairy, bring thee for Mary, and all the morning, butter or honey, past 3 o'clock, on a cold frosty morning, past 3 o'clock, old morrow masters all. Thus then I pray, nor stay you till he confess him, honor and bless him. Past 3 o'clock on a cold frosty morning, past 3 o'clock, good morrow, masters.
About the old tradition of wassailing, which is kind of like trick-or-treating. A bunch of people go sing outside of somebody's house and then demand food.
Nutmeg and ginger, the best we could brew. Dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. Down, folly daddy, sing to lolly do. Our wassail is made from an elderberry bough, and so my good neighbors will drink unto thou. Besides all on earth, we have apples in store. Pray let us come in, for it's cold by the door. Holy doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly dee. Down for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. We hope that your apple trees prosper and bear, so that we may have cider when we call next year. And where you have one barrel, I hope you'll have 10, so that we may have cider when we call again. Folly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly doll, folly dolly dee. Oh, down for the daddy, sing to Raleigh doll. There's a master and a mistress in Please open the door and let us come in. Holy doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly dee. Fall down for the daddy, sing to Rolly doll. We know by the moon that we are not too soon, and we know by the sky we are not too high. We know by the stars that we are not too far, and we know by the ground we are within sound. Holy doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly dee. Fall down for the daddy, sing to Rolly doll. Here's we jolly wasslers growing weary and cold. Drop a bit of silver into our old bowl. And if we're alive for another new year, please open the bar and see who does live here. Holy doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly doll, holy dolly dee. Fall down for the daddy, sing to Rolly doll.
Howard David Blake. It was written in 1982, called Walking in the Air. This also accompanied an animated cartoon where a snowman and a kid are flying around.
Walking in the air, we're floating in the moonlit sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly. I'm holding very tight. I'm the midnight moon. I'm finding I can fly so high above with you. Across the world, the villages go by like dreams. The rivers and the hills, the forests and the streams. Nobody down below, below. dancing in the midnight sky. And everyone who sees us greets us floating
song that came out of the famous or kind of famous song poem companies, if you've ever heard of this. Strange collaborations between strangers. People would pay $200 to send in their poem, and then a bunch of musicians would record it as a song and send back a bunch of records. And this was such a song. It's called The Day Snowflakes Were Born.
Extraordinary morn, that greatest of days, the day snowflakes were born. The sun and the moon were in love, they wanted to be wed. I knew they never could. And so one tear he shed. I'll tell you a strange story of an extraordinary morn. That was the day snowflakes were born. The tear fell down to the earth through the cold night air, and it became a snowflake for the ground to wear. Story of an extraordinary morn. That was the day snowflakes were born. The unicorn who stood below, each with one big horn. Of of termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given a choice between the two of you, I choose the seasick crocodile. With the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, tangled up in mangled up yards. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. Christmas is now drawing near at hand. Come serve the Lord and be at his command. And God a portion will for you provide, and give a blessing to your soul besides. Remember, man, that thou art made of clay, and in this world thou hast not long to stay. This wicked world will never be content with all the gifts that our great God has sent. Down in the garden where flowers grow in ranks, down on your bended knees and give the Lord thanks. Down on your knees and pray both night and day. Leave off your sins and live upright, I pray. So proud and lofty is some sort of sin, which many take delight and pleasure in, whose conversation God doth much dislike, and yet he shakes his sword before he strikes. So proud and lofty do some people go, dressing themselves like players in a show. They patch and paint and dress with idle stuff, as if God had not made them fine enough. Remember then that thou art born to die, and to the judgment seat thy soul must fly. So let your sins be ever so great and small, they must appear before the God of all. Even little children learn to curse and swear, and can't rehearse one word of godly prayer. Oh, teach them better, oh, teach them to rely on Christ, the sinner's friend, who reigns on high.
That's an old carol, and so is this one. Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu.
Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Furious rabid wolf attempted to defile her, but Almighty God protected her so well. Such did he create her that she could know no sin, a virgin unstained by original sin. Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. The newborn child is the mightiest monarch, Christ patriarchal, manifest in flesh. He redeemed our people by making himself tiny. He who was immortal, mortal has become. Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Many ancient prophets told us of his coming. You and I today see the prophecy fulfilled. God became man on earth, we behold him, and see man in heaven because he willed it so. Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. I saw a thousand angels that were loudly singing, flying all around, making music everywhere, telling all the shepherds, glory in the heavens, peace on earth, for Jesus is born. Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. This is the one who brings the dead to life, the one who comes to us to rescue us from sin. He is the light of day, this boy. This is the Lamb Saint John told us about. Ryu, Ryu, Chiyu, may you safely guide us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us. Never shall we fear, God saves the meek among us.
Fall.
Tinsel, flakes, pies, elves, ribbons, jollity, reverence, gingerbread, frolic and dance, rest ye merry, make the Yuletide gay. Plums, fairies, soldiers, pennies, choirs, seraphim, holly, flame, raised from a halo, round the manger, kings and shepherds and lambs. Coming, is coming, is coming. Christmas is here, it's here. Wassail, glug, nod, swill, antlers, runners, drifts, bells, advent calendars, sewn pencilations, ho, 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 ho. Frankincense, myrrh and gold, ornament stocking, blinking bulbs, people dressed up like Santa Claus, out by the ox's stall. Christmas is here. It's here. Christmas is here. It's here. which is called Battle Royal.
There's gonna be a Battle Royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus. Everybody's gonna gather around to see who'll mow the other down. Father Christmas is thin and mean, Santa Claus is jolly and round. In opposite corners of the ring, one's gonna mow the other down. The referee lets out his cry, a ringing bell, a warning crowd. Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing, and boldly says, put up your dukes. The FC takes that golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm and drags him across the boxing ring like you pull a flop off a vaudeville stage. But Santa throws a midini punch and hits FC in his bony jaw. Father Christmas retaliates by jamming his elbow in Santa's gut. Santa's eyes and rosy cheeks are all aglow with frenzied laugh. He kicks at FC's knobby knees to knock him off his center of gravity. The crowd is getting excited now. They're placing bets, they're taking sides, and watching these Yuletide alpha apes, these crowing cocks of Christmas tide. Santa knocks off the bishop's hat from FC's head and stamps his foot. FC pulls off Santa's belt and his big red pants go tumbling down. The crowd is roaring with delight. Santa's face is poinsettia red. Father Christmas moves in for the kill. Santa shields his tearful face, his broken glasses and pouting lips, and reaches in to his sack of toys and turns the crank on a jack-in-the-box. A jester's face on a powerful spring goes rocketing into Father Christmas's face, making him wail like a midnight train. Nathan, Duncan, none of them, a song of them, a signal tone. Fritters, leaping, dipping sounds, their boots start squeaking against the ground. Father Christmas is 8 feet tall, Santa Claus is 5'5". Father Christmas weighs 100 pounds, Santa weighs 350 pounds. Back in their corners with the spray and the towels, there's a bell, the second round. Christmas stocking, Christmas kick, flying robes, pivoting feet, fist jabs, hip checks, candy cane, uppercut, karate chop, flip flap, bim bam, crack a smack, fee fi fiddle, thwump plop. There's the bell, the final round, the crowd's gone wild and flailing around. Santa Claus is so big and fat, he crushes Father Christmas flat and waves him around like an American flag and mops up the floor with him and crumples him up and folds him into a paper plane and throws him out into the cheering crowd. The referee counts from 1 to 10. Santa's arms are in the air in a gesture of monkey victory. The undisputed Xmas champ. If you carry a crook and you're thin and mean, no one will root for you but Europeans. But if you're fat and you laugh a lot, people will back you and take your side, especially if you're in the business of distributing toys and good things to eat. They'll bet their money on your white-haired head and forget all about the recent past. The greatest story ever told of yesteryear on Christmas Eve. A battle royal was fought between Father Christmas and Santa Claus.
Oh. Songs waiting in the wings, but I thought it would just be too long for this situation, so I thought it was better to keep it like just over an hour. And then, you know,
I think another 15 minutes would have been nice. Sure, I was just saying. I mean, like Lex just got here in time for half of your last slot.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But she was performing, you know. Well,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Tocadaro.
Yeah.
Is there another thing in this room today, or?
Oh, there was a lot of stuff on.
No, I mean now it's all done. Nothing else is happening.
There were performances.
No rock bands.
There was music at Exchange House. Ryder and Jude Roberts and some others were at Cydia. Lex was at Concadora. There were people in the streets. And there were problems. I have a schedule, but I never even like read it all.
Sounds
fabulous. That was just an amazing.
Yeah, she was saying it was sort of like a winter celebration today.
Yeah,
solstice.
The second year they did it, and they put little fire pits in the street, and they block off traffic. I heard they almost couldn't block off traffic this year. And in a way, you don't even really need it, except that...
But you could roast marshmallows on the bonfire.
Yeah. I thought the fires down
like
the street.
There were like some really great dancers and stuff, like solstice dancers wearing rainbow.
Oh, wow.
Reindeer horns.
From the vantage point of your house, you know, you look down Main Street and see all these like fires all the way down the street. She lives down the street.
I'm at the top of the hill looking. Yeah, down the street from her. Cool. Where are you?
How was your? You said it wasn't the house wine. You said you
spread it. Spread wine. I just wanted whatever was cheapest red. I mean, I've been on them for years asking for hot mulled wine.
Oh,
I still don't do it. Nobody in town does it. The only good news is that now Subversive
can press the record button and see what happens after that. Because I love that.
I live in Woodstock, Jackson, Washington.
Oh, you told me where.
Oh, yeah.
But
like,
I didn't
it's
know
like
where
an
that
hour
is.
And a half north east. I'm kind of on the border.
You know what was funny is I was looking up on Google Maps, but I couldn't find Jackson. Or is it mixed up
just
with...
Just go to Google Maps and say Jackson, New York.
No, no, it just sends me down to Florida. But there was some other town that I suspected is like the nearest town to your town, but I forget what it's called now.
I'm kind of in the middle of Salem, Greenwich, and Cambridge.
Cambridge.
There's a town called Jackson, which is sort of shaped like two miles
in the middle. Oh, funny.
Yeah.
If you know the zip code, that would get into your Google Maps.
It's probably like people, it's confusing. This is kind of Jackson, you go to Salem.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, Greenwich.
Is it a hamlet, like a town, but it doesn't have its own separate government or something like that? Like here, Leeds is part of Catskill, but it's not its own town.
It's its own town that it has a transfer station. We have a one-room schoolhouse that we vote in, which is also very exciting, and have like little town hall meetings.
I didn't know there were one-room schoolhouses anymore.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's tiny, but it's spread out, you know.
Yeah.
And it has like town supervisors. Positions. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a board. Town hall board. Right.
remember a friend of mine saying, you know, about the neighborhood Williamsburg, like on North 8th Street, saying like, you know, this place would be like in 50 years, like, it would like have changed beyond all recognition. I just thought,
socialist and, you know, capitalist and, you know, art labor organizer.
Oh, yeah.
y'all.